flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Be Mitch Finley and DMX. That's what you need on your snow day.
Mm-hmm.
Just put on DMX on Spotify. You'll have that whole driveway shoveled in like 4 minutes. Get all fired up.
Yeah, X will give it to you then.
DMX is like a audio stimulant. All right, we do power rankings on Wednesdays. And for the playoff run, it kind of seemed a little silly to do them.
But we knew it was there.
Everything's over now. Everything's over. I think the next, unless there are maybe some teams start re-signing their own guys, which can happen. You're allowed to re-sign your own guys.
Mm-hmm.
Unless something like that happens over the next month or so, the next batch of power rankings that'll matter is probably like 3 or 4 days into free agency.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever trades could happen, et cetera. So, Brian, now listen, we do them every Wednesday. We go with Eric Edholm from NFL.com. We try to at least be consistent with our source of power rankings. Uh-huh. Doesn't mean we always agree, but consistency is key.
Yeah.
Brian.
Yes.
Who's number one in your power rankings?
I would say that the Eagles are.
I would say that, too. But if there is, White Brian, I'll task you with this. If you're able to find power rankings right now that don't have the Eagles number one, please send them to me. And let's publicly lambaste the desperate
the day after,
click counter that creates that content.
They're number one in the power rankings, but they're not favorite to win the Super Bowl next year.
They are.
I saw the Chiefs were still above them.
The one I just looked at had them at 6-1. KC
the day after
7-1.
It was the Chiefs.
Okay.
Maybe why? I don't know.
Maybe it's adjusted. Who knows? Because people are crazy. X going to give it to you. Who's the second best team in the B-Mitch power ranking?
The Chiefs.
They got their ass kicked.
Still, they were there. I mean, listen, I understand Neil's my dude. You know I like Neil. Neil's the only real analytics guy that I like. He said they wasn't good all year. They're in the damn Super Bowl 3 years in a row. And you have to believe that they're not going back next year with the same offensive line. They're going to improve some. Who's better than them?
I think it'd be reactionary to not say the Chiefs. Eric Edholm, NFL.com, says the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Give me your top five, then.
I'm going Eagles, Chiefs. I don't know in this order. Bills, Ravens. Green Bay in there.
So Landfill just said something that's absurd. But I'm gonna stick to this for a second. So Edholm goes Eagles, Chiefs, Bills at three, which I think is fair, and I think they'll be able to add a little more this year. They had some cap trouble that I think they're kind of working their way out of.
Mm-hmm.
Lions at four. Detroit was really good. I think they were really hurt.
I forgot about the Lions. I throw the Lions before the what's called before the Packers.
He's got Lions 4, Ravens 5.
So we had the same 5. I throw out the Packers and put in the Lions.
Commanders at 6.
I like that.
Dog, it's pretty.
It feels way better than what you felt any other time because we wouldn't even be in the top 25.
If we were talking this time of year about being sixth, it would be in the draft. It wouldn't be sixth in the power rankings. And look, there's no trophies for power rankings. I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
But, like, they belong in these conversations. This is not us all talking ourselves into Taylor Heinicke after losing to Tampa in the playoffs because he dove at the pylon. Like, you got to be able to differentiate in your brain what's real and what was fan fiction. And we're now approaching the real part of town.
But let me ask you all a question, though. Every year we say just because the team was great the year before, they won't be the next year. Normally the team, like in the NFC East, normally when the team wins the division, they damn sure don't win it the next year. And they've been proven, right? Now, Kansas City, for 7 years now, they have been in an AFC championship game and five of those years in a Super Bowl. They found a way to be better than everybody every year. So if you think that they are going to be just as good this year as they were last year, when, let's be real, analytics say they weren't good this year. So if they improve at all next year, what the hell are they going? 17-0?
That's a good point.
I mean, let's be real about it. So when you see people starting to lean towards them, it's not because, I don't think it's just because they think they're that great. They're the only team that seem to be able to repeat it, consistently repeat it. The other teams don't.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
I agree with you there. I want to read what Ed Holm wrote about the Commanders. Commanders' wonderfully unexpected run concluded in a blowout loss on Championship Sunday, and now they are in a similar position to the 2024 Texans after Houston's own upstart playoff push in 23. More is expected of Washington. And more is possible, especially if you consider players might actually want to play for this previously downtrodden franchise. Jaden Daniels is certainly a big part of that appeal, but Dan Quinn deserves some credit for his work, which has burnished his reputation as a player's coach who gets his teams ready to play. Assuming GM Adam Peters takes the same smart approach with a measure of restraint he employed in the free agent market last year, the Commanders should be able to improve the roster. But as the Texans showed, that doesn't always guarantee a massive step forward for the team in year two of a talented quarterback's career. People have treated the Texans to me oddly. They won a playoff game and got back to the divisional round.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's a successful season. Not every season ends in a trophy. Unfortunately, the Bills and the Ravens have gotten to a place where their seasons are only successful if it's a trophy.
Yeah.
I kind of think San Fran has gotten to that place, and then that made this year
a
particular.
They dropped out of the top five real quick, didn't
they? Right. That this year becomes a particular disaster for them. Kansas City's clearly in that place because everybody's like wondering what's wrong with them because they lost in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Washington, to me, is still not in the place where the only way a season is good is if it ends in a trophy.
No, they're not.
I'm glad that's Jaden's mindset and DQ and AP, but like, take a big picture approach. If Washington gets back to the divisional round next year,
that's success.
That's success. You are now truly laying the foundation of a absolute winning franchise.
True.
I agree. I think they're a top 10, top 8. A lot of it'll shake out kind of depending what happens this year. If you look elsewhere in the top 10, like of the top 5,
where are the 49ers?
Ravens, Lions, Bills, Chiefs, Eagles. I think that's the right top 5. I think that's the upper echelon of the league.
Where are the 49ers?
He's got them. I got to scroll, B. He's got the Niners. This can't be right. I must have missed. Whoa. Yes.
15th.
21.
But I'm going to ask you the question. Has that luster and how great which column is falling off?
You're talking Kyle or Brock?
I'm talking about Brock Purdy.
If they're trying to shop Debo, to me, it's about making caps. It's about clearing up some space.
Mm.
21 is wild, dude.
Not really. You can fall off quick.
They did go 6-11.
Falling off in the NFL is just like gaining weight in regular life. It happens quickly, but you don't build back up quickly.
6-11, not very good.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting one to me is Minnesota. Sam Darnold, they're not bringing back. J.J. McCarthy's probably hurt, at least to open the season. Are you going with Daniel Jones? Kevin O'Connell's been great. That defense has been great. They kept Brian Flores, right? He didn't get a head job somewhere. I don't know. Seems like smoke and mirrors up there. I like Tampa. They keep losing coordinators. I like where Washington is, B. Don't go anywhere. We're talking Myles Garrett at noon and Debo Samuel at 12:30.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.